Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
The Bible doesn't say our good works are our strength.
Yeah.
The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I tell my audiences, God is not a buzzkill. He's just not sitting on a cloud waiting for you to mess up. You know, the cross was a powerful thing. And so the Bible says when you believe in that you are the righteousness of God in Christ. You are, not you will be, and you better not mess up or you won't be anymore. It's just you are. You're clothed in Jesus, and that means when he looks at you, he sees Jesus. I don't understand that, but I think that's pretty cool, and I that gives me a lot of joy as well. So, I mean, look, I've dealt with it. Look, I tell you, a big thing now is anxiety. I've had some anxiety dealing with it, and you're like, where is this coming from? And it's serious stuff, but we have such powerful weapons. You know, God is good. I mean, he doesn't leave us out in the cold. He gives us like his word and fellow believers and laughter. Laughter is an incredible weapon. I mean, it helps us process things that we can't process any way else.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, there's a physiological response to laughter. I mean, seriously, the biology of our body is actually healed that way. But, you know, what's interesting, Tim, is I know a number of just high profile, you know, Christian artists and leaders who up to this point have never dealt with anxiety and all of a sudden have been turned upside down by it. And it just makes me wonder if that enemy has leveled this attack at many key people who are up front and whom God is using to encourage his people. I'm just hearing it over and over again.
Yeah, I think God wants to, he wants to turn our anxiety into excitement. That's the opposite of excitement is anxiety. He wants you to be excited. And, you know, that's, we hang out so much in the past and in the future. We do. And God doesn't.
That's right.
He doesn't hang out with your failures of the past or your worries of the future. He's the I am. He's be still, know that I am God. He's be still. He hangs out here in the present. And it's, you know, even Jesus says, don't worry about tomorrow. I mean, just don't, you know, you can't do that. You can't mean that, God, when you say that. But it's serious stuff. And I think that as the church, I think we're getting better at dealing with some of these issues, but it's for real.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.